this is really a step above. Thank you. Today we have about 63 folks in attendance, including members of the study leadership, partner representatives, and representatives of our 28 clinical centers. 23 of these are active, and there are another 14 in startup phase. So among all those centers, there's 28 represented here today. I'd like to welcome all of our sites and site representatives here, and we look forward to meeting with you and chatting with you during today's meeting. I'd just like to remind you that the CTRAC study is funded by the NHLBI within the National Institutes of Health and is based at the Washington University in St. Louis with collaboration from McMaster University, Mass General Hospital VASCOR, and St. Luke's Mid-America Heart Institute. The study's overall aim is to help us understand whether endovascular therapy procedures reduce the severity of PTS symptoms and improve the quality of life of our patients with PTS. I'd also like to recognize the CTRAC study's partners. These include the American Venous Forum, American Venous and Lymphatic Society, the National Blood Clot Alliance, North America Thrombosis Forum, the Society for Vascular Medicine, the Society of Interventional Radiology Foundation, and also MediUSA, who is donating compression stockings for the study. And we sincerely thank all of our partners for your support and endorsement of the CTRAC study. Today's meeting gives us all a chance to meet together face to face, to network, and to share experiences. And it serves to reinforce that each of us has an important contribution to make to ensure the success of the CTRAC study. As we all know too well, PTS is a frequent, chronic, and disabling complication of deep vein thrombosis, and really there are very few treatments to offer at present. And therefore, CTRAC is a hugely important, one-of-a-kind study that will advance the field and improve care for our patients with PTS. In closing, I'd like to recognize and thank Suresh for his tremendous leadership of the CTRAC trial. Thank you, Suresh. And I wish everyone a fun, interesting, and productive meeting. And next, I'd like to call up Dr. Lau, president of the American Venous Forum, who will say a few words.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you, Suresh. On behalf of the American Venous Forum, I want to welcome all of you to Amelia Island. Some of you may know this, some of you may not, but this is the sort of starting bell for the annual meeting of the American Venous Forum also, and we're actually rolling into the Day of Science and then subsequently the scientific sessions following days in this week. The American Venous Forum, the primary mission of this society was to develop high quality data that would substantiate or refute many of the things that we offer to our patients. And of course, CTRAC, its mission is to develop high quality data, particularly in terms of this intervention or this disease process. So there's a lot of concordance of the missions of the two societies. Another thing that had been bothering me for many, many years is that all of our national societies talk a lot about the value of level one data and talk a lot about how without that one cannot make good quality decisions on our patients. And they would go and solicit the presentation after the fact of level one data and good quality data at their meetings. But never put their money where their mouth is. And so one of the things we did do was perhaps for the first time enter into a fairly detailed partnership with CTRAC. It's the American Venous Forum's commitment that we're going to disseminate information about the trial, inform its members, and whoever else we can reach. We have a reach of about 1,500 individuals to our newsletters, communicate that about the trial. We have about four talks during the annual meeting in the coming week. One of them, Suresh will be giving during the presidential session. And hopefully in the coming weeks and months, we'll be able to identify institutions, investigators, and perhaps sometimes patients that can join C-TRAC. So we want to see how far we can take this partnership. For me personally, this is an important journey because I sincerely believe that academic societies need to play more than a passive role in generating the level one data. The NIH mission and C-TRAC's mission is to do the same. We do have to join hands. So thank you all for coming. Thank you all for committing your time and energy into enrolling patients in C-TRAC, and I wish you all well. And I hope you get some time at least to enjoy the wonderful weather outside. Thank you.
We do have a scheduled break around 9:30. There'll be some light refreshments. And lunch will be available, like I said, around noon, and that'll all be out here in the foyer, but it is a nice break, so we hope you get to enjoy a little bit of the sunshine. Just make sure to come back when we start at 1 o'clock. We have a couple of folks who had to catch some early flights today, but we were able to arrange pre-arranged transportation for many of you. So if you're not clear about when your pickup time is or where to go, just grab one of us right for the CCC, which I'll introduce here in just a minute. I was told by the hotel that the lobby driveway area is now open, and so that like shuttle pickups and things will be going to the main, right outside the main lobby area. And then in just a minute, I'll introduce Carrie, but inside your folders, there's actually your reimbursement form for travel expenses, and so we want to just encourage you again to please keep your receipts and to try to turn those back over to us very quickly. You know, I think it's 15 days actually at Washington University, so it's a quick turnaround. If you have any questions, just grab one of us and we're happy to help you. All right, I have the opportunity to introduce some of our core members today, and that way again you can grab us, particularly from the CCC, if you have any questions. I think everybody knows Dr. Vidyantham, and so we appreciate you know, him leading today. And then also, like I said, Angela, I want to introduce some of the other CCC team members in the back. We have Carrie Alka, who's our finance administrator, always a popular person, right? The person who pays and reimburses. And then we also have Kathy Twitchell in the back, if you want to raise your hand, and Patty Meters. So we really appreciate everybody being here. Unfortunately, Claire and Ashley couldn't be with us today. Ashley's new to our team. I think many of you will get an opportunity to work with her closely over the next couple months. And just to kind of overview, because we have a mixture of sites here today, just an idea of what the CCC does. We're certainly here to try to coordinate and hopefully make your life easier. Hopefully you hear frequently how can we help with particularly recruitment. We'll be communicating with you. Our goal is really to stay in contact with you for every 4 to 6 weeks, and then obviously as frequently as needed by phone and email. We do maintain really this primary study documents, and we also maintain a researcher portal, our website. We want to encourage you to use that. It's a nice tool that has all of our study documents posted for easy download. All right, so I wanted to mention a couple of the labs that we do here have at Washington University, and unfortunately they weren't able to join us today. But Dr. Elaine Majerus is our banking core leader, and then we also have a banking core coordinator, Sabrina Barber. Again, their responsibility is to help us archive, track, and assess the quality of the sample banking blood specimens that we ask you to talk to all of your patients about, and collect the baseline in 6 months. So certainly if you have any questions, you're always going to be welcome to reach out to them. And then again, the CCC collaborates with them closely. And then we also manage the venograms and IVUS images. So it's kind of misleading. It's just venogram core. We actually collect the venograms and IVUS images for patients who undergo EBT therapy. And so Dr. Marcus is the head of that core. And then I think many of you who have patients probably have talked to Jenny or Debbie. They're very helpful and always there again to try to make the process as smooth as possible for you. Let's see. And then I'll just have you raise your hand. I know it's kind of hard to get up and down, but I have the pleasure of introducing Dr. Weinberg, who's the head of our VAS core, and Gail Hadley, the technical director. I think probably, again, all of you have had some communications already, either with patients or as you've qualified your site. So we really appreciate their guidance and help. And again, we do collect our ultrasound images at baseline in 6 months. And so VASCore is really responsible for taking those, assessing those, providing feedback to the sites on quality and how we can improve also as well. And then we do have Dr. Magnuson here. I don't know. There you are. I was like, I saw you a minute ago. From our economic core at St. Luke's Hospital. And unfortunately, Kate, Blaine, and Aaron Nottestein were not able to join us today, but they're extremely helpful and just an email or phone call away. They really manage our economic component of our study, and Dr. Magnuson is going to tell you a little bit more about that in detail in just a minute. We appreciate you coming. And then Dr. Cohen was unable to join us today. And that's it. All right, so if you bear with me, I'm going to just switch the slides here. And I'm, like I said, in the back as well with Kathy and Patty. And Carrie, happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thanks very much, Angela, and thanks for all the incredible work that you are doing for this study, which is so much of the work that's been done for the study. But in any case, welcome everyone. I'm Suresh Vedantham. I'm the principal investigator for the CTRAC trial. Really, really thrilled that you're all here. Actually very happy we have a nice, reasonably sized room so that this can be a lot more discussion than just us talking at you. I hope that during the course of the day, as you develop questions, or if you have questions that you came in with, that you make sure that you don't leave without at least trying to have them answered, and we can't publish